Today's Shiri Mishnah Berurah is Chaf Ches Amud Beis. And we have one sif in Simen Tes Zayin, and it's a very important one. This is the shear of a talus. How small can your talus cotton be, and you can still make a bracha on it, or be biyotze the mitzvah of tzitzis by wearing it. So the Mechaber starts off and he says, this can be found actually at the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. Shear talus shechayev b'tzitzis, the size of a garment that is obligated to have tzitzis put on it, that size is sheyiskase bo ba'orech u'barochav rosho v'rubo shel katan, that a child, the Mishnah Berurah say a 9-year-old boy, is able to cover up both the length and the width of his head and the majority of his body, of his torso. And hamishalech levado b'shuk, this is talking about a child that can go on his own in the shuk, as I mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah pointed out as a 9-year-old child, ve'ino tzorech achel u'shamro, and will not require someone to watch him. That's the size of a child, that this is the garment that such a child wears, and the Ramah says, v'oz chayev b'tzitzis, then the garment is obligated in tzitzis, v'davka kishahagado lovsho pa'omim, that the adult male would wear the garment like this that a katan wears, arai v'yotze bo l'shuk, that he would wear it occasionally in the marketplace without being embarrassed. It's too small to wear regularly, but on an occasional basis, an adult would wear such a garment that a 9-year-old child wears that covers up his body and his head, so that is considered the minimal size that a garment is obligated in to have tzitzis put on it. That is the entire siman, and now we'll get into the practical details in the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see what the actual numbers are in terms of inches or centimeters. So in Sif Katan Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's talking about a 9-year-old boy, v'hainu ben tes shanim. And then he brings down the tshuvas, the Rami Mintz, who says, mefalfel hech yotzim bedalit knofos haktanim mizeh hashir. How do people go out with a four-cornered garment that is smaller than this shear? And he essentially says, v'toriv dvarav, demutav leilech behem milelech kol hayom b'li tzitzis. This is something that he'll reiterate later on in the Mishnah Berurah. How tremendously important it is for a person not to go without the mitzvah of tzitzis on him. Even if he's not fully yotzei the mitzvah because the size of the garment is not ideal, it's still better that the person should wear something to remind himself of tzitzis. And in Dirshu footnote 1, he brings down in the name of the Shelus Tshuvas Toru Lishma the same idea. Even if you're not fully yotzei the mitzvah, it's a reminder of the mitzvah, and you get tremendous schar for this. And he says the Shulchan Aruch later on in Hilchos Lulav and Esrog writes down the same idea, that if a person doesn't have a kosher lulav, yesh litol lulav posel below bracha. Of course, without a bracha, but take a posel lulav to remind yourself of the mitzvah. And this will actually be discussed a little bit later on in Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Dalet, a very strange and unusual custom that certain Ashkenazic communities practiced, that they would wear a garment that had like a two corners in the front and two corners in the back. It was connected by some sort of a string. It really wasn't fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis, but they would wear this in order to remind themselves about the mitzvah tzitzis, and not to be mevatel the mitzvah tzitzis all day long. The Eshel Avrami B'chach also brings down shalovish talish katon b'zeh kazu. If somebody wears such a type of talish katon, even though they're not fully yotzei the mitzvah, nitzol mi'onesh be'idna derischa, they'll be protected chas v'shalom in a time when there's a disaster for Klal Yisrael, potentially, so the person will get some sort of protection in the moment of anger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kaviyachol, so then they will be protected by wearing such non-kosher, but ideally to remind ourselves of the mitzvah tzitzis, four-cornered garment. The Mishnah Berurah then continues. He brings down the Darkei Moshe. Kosav l'lamei da'om she'yavarchu ba'bok ratalus godov yiftur es ha'koton v'yelchu bo kol yom. He says the best thing, which we've talked about already, is that you make the bracha on the talus godol, have in mind to be yotzei and pater the bracha that you would be obligated on the talus koton if it was the right size, and certainly to pater it from any bracha if it's of the wrong size, you would make the l'hisati b'tzitzis on the talus godol to exempt it. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, but if you can make the talus katan to be the appropriate size, which we'll discuss exactly what that is in inches and centimeters, how beautiful that is, how great that is. And this is the lashon of the Darkei Moshe. And then he adds, v'yasa ha'ksefayim, the shoulder part, shel ha'talus katan should be rechavim kideshu nikarim. Shouldn't be just a thin strap or a string, but it should be a significant piece of cloth at the shoulders, where, of course, you have the head slit for the empty space in between the two shoulder components. V'yu'aleihem Torah's beged, it should be a garment by the shoulders and not just lo shem ritzuas, and not just straps over there. Dirshu footnote 2, he brings down this is a source of the Machzis HaShekel, and he brings down that the Ma'aril is the ultimate source of this. And he says, "Delo leisei avira the high gisa or the high gisa umuvatale." You shouldn't have space on each side, the space to the left of the garment, and the head space, the open slit. They shouldn't be muvato, the smaller sized shoulder that the garment is actually located over there. And he says this is a borrowed terminology, Loshon Mushal, from Hilchos of Erevin. The Ein Kavanoso, and he doesn't really mean you should take it absolutely seriously by like Hilchos Erev. El Shitzor Shuach Sifayim Nikoros, but the shoulders shouldn't just be a strap or a thin string, but they should be something recognizable. Shiu Aleim Shem Beget, so it should constitute a beget, and not just a strap. However, the Chazon Ish doesn't understand this as a borrowed terminology. He understands this as a davar pashut, that it has to be a significant size. The Chazon Ish therefore says that the two shoulder parts of the talis katan should be larger than this slit. So, for example, he says if the seifayim are 21 centimeters, which is the minimal shear according to the Chazon Ish, then the space should be more than 18 centimeters. V'im nikrak tzasman akosif, if some of the shoulder part gets ripped, he says that's not so terrible because you still have the shame of the beged. Mishum shekara lo nechshav kichosif, the rip isn't really something that's missing, and since rov hatalu shlema, the majority of the garment is still intact, ena kara mafsid, that doesn't cause you to not be yotzei. In Sifkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says that the gadol who wears such a small garment, gadol halovsha, this garment that would be normal for a child, a 9-year-old boy, lafuke main bo zeh hashir sharosh of rubo, as opposed to if it's smaller than that, you're not yotze. Lekuli, I'm a potter, and it doesn't require tzitzis. Afiluim gadol yotze bo biakroy l'shuk, even if it's a small garment, sometimes the adult would go out to it into the marketplace. And he adds, but if for whatever the reason in that area that you're in, the people wear these very small constricted garments that they go out to and they're not embarrassed to go out to them, he says mashmah v'divrei abach t'chayv b'tzitzis, that in fact would have an obligation to put tzitzis on it. And the Bir Halacha has a discussion about this, and Dirshu footnote 3 brings down the Chazon Ish as well, that the words of the Bach are very difficult to understand, they're tmuim, and he says, Shira Habegit Kavua, the garment size over here is specified by the Mechaber, and the Nosei Kalim over here say that if you don't have that shear, then it doesn't make a difference if people go out with it, that's not Chayiv and Tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah then adds that the Gadol that we're talking about is even a 13-year-old boy, it doesn't have to be a 50-year-old man, even a 13-year-old boy, that's the shear. And it says he goes out to the shuk, to the marketplace. So the Mishnah Berurah comments, this doesn't mean only to the marketplace. Ole Pesach beso barachov, it means outside. However, avol megadol mizbayish lotzeis bov, but if an adult is embarrassed, above age bar mitzvah boy is embarrassed to go outside, afilu bakroy, even on an occasional basis, into the marketplace or into a public area, then it's not called a garment, even if he wears it in his house, but it's not called a garment that would be obligated in tzitzis. Others disagree. The Rambam and others disagree with this, and they say Svilu the lo bo inon raki miyesh bo kidei lechasos rosh of rubo shel katan. The shear is as a cover up the head and the majority of a katan, then it's chayv. V'iskimu achronim lahach mishalo levarich al talis katan. The minhag is not to make a brach on such a talis katan. Af shiyesh bo kidei rosh of rubo shel katan, even though it has the minimal size. Im hagodol mizbayish lotzeis bo biakroy l'shuk. If you'd be embarrassed to wear this, although you sometimes would, but if you'd be embarrassed to wear it, then you don't make a bracha on it. The Chazon Ish in Dirshu footnote 4 disagrees with this and says you can make a bracha on it, and the Shona Halachos as well says that that is the Chazon Ish's opinion. How big exactly is this shear of Rosh over Rubo, put into practical terms? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the name of the Sefer Pri Haaretz, in the name of the Sefer Derech Chochma, that this shear is Shloshes Rivei Amma, 3/4 of an Amma in the length, the Chatzi Amma Baruchat, and a half an Amma in the width. And he brings down the Machzis HaShekel, the Arches HaChayim, She'ein Smach L'zeh Min Hashas. There is no point that you can say that's where we got this from. U'bifrat b'mashah kosuv chatzi amo berochav, and especially the half amo width, he says very difficult to find the source for this. U'minah ganshi maisa, the people that are very careful to do the mitzvahs properly, l'daktik shi'abo amo milafon of the amo miliachrov, should have an amo in the front, then the head slit, and then the amma in the back, and the neck of the Beis HaTzavar doesn't count towards that total. Or betalus katan kazeh yetze min hasvekos, you'll be yotze, all the different opinions, and you can make a bracha on it as well. minimum shear, al koparim lo yivchos mishlosh rivei amma ba'orech l'chol tzad. The 3/4 of an amma length is the minimal size that it should be. The e lav hachi, if you don't have this size, yesh bo chashash brach levatol. Then we're concerned that if you've made a brach on it, it'll be a brach levatol. And he brings down achronim. They would measure this out, and they also came to the conclusion that the shear of the head and the width of a majority of the cotton is an am of a chetzi in the length. What does this translate to in our modern times? So in Dirshu note number 5, he brings down from the Shiurim Shel Torah that the opinion of the Chazon Ish is that an am is 58 centimeters, which roughly is about 22 inches. Some use the 60-centimeter shear, which roughly comes to about a little bit less than 2 feet, 23.6 inches. And the Chazon Ish writes down that mitzvah tzitzis, the rochav of the talis should be 60 centimeters, and 3/4 of that, therefore, is 44 centimeters, which again is a little bit less than or about 18 inches. And this is essentially what we call the 18 by 18 tzitzis, or the 22 by 22, or the 24 by 24 tzitzis that people wear. The Mishnah Berurah then says this minog, this unusual minog of the Ashkenazim, that he brings down in the Chayi Adam and the Artus Achayim and other Svarim who also are against this, that people would wear some sort of a beged in the front and a beged in the back, and they would tie it together with ritzuos. Ein yotzim bezek klal chovas tzitzis. And not only are they mevatel, if they think that they're yotzei tzitzis with this, they're mevateling the mitzvah to wear tzitzis, but they're also saying, if they say a bracha, they're being over the saying of Hashem's name in vain. Likewise, you can't go out on Shabbos with such a garment because you're carrying. Some are makel on this and say that since you're not intending to ever take off the tzitzis, so the Chazon Ish in Dirshu footnote 9 brings down that therefore, ein hachutim nechshavim kimasui, since you're never going to take those tzitzis off, mutar lo tzeis ben b'Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah concludes that anybody that does wear such small tzitzis certainly should not make a bracha on them, but biyotzi with the bracha that you make on your talis gadol, and then you can wear it all day. As we brought down earlier, the idea, the reminder, if you wish, that you're wearing tzitzis, there's maybe some value into wearing these very small tzitzis, but certainly if you can purchase larger tzitzis, you can wear larger tzitzis, then that is certainly the preferred method. And he concludes, Kol yari shemayim lo yismoch al zekla. You shouldn't rely upon this if you're really a God-fearing person. Eliyasa begid mamish. Don't wear one of these pseudo tzitzis, but wear real tzitzis. Kol medina lefi minhago. Each nation or each area should wear it like it's appropriate in that area for the right size. He then brings down that some have the custom of wearing a certain type of vest or kamizel. Not sure what that exactly is. Again, a vest-like structure that is pasuach miliachrov. It's open in the back, and it's four corners, and they put tzitzis on the four corners, and that's the right size. Ashrei lahem, wonderful, praiseworthy. Raksha tzarech lizor, shiarubo pasuach. But you have to make sure that it's not closed, because as we pointed out many times previously, the tzitzis have to be open on the sides. If the majority is closed, then it's not chayiv in tzitzis. And likewise, he says, with the talis cut, then the same dinim apply. Brings down a very important additional halacha in the name of the Arizal. Talis katan yose tov shelo yeh bo botez ros. We have the common custom not to put sleeves on our talisim, not to put sleeves on a talis katan. In lovash hatalis v'niskapel, then he brings down another very important halacha. If you're wearing a talis and it gets folded up, kiderech lovsh begodim, like a normal way of wearing clothing. The achash in eskapo, and when it's folded over you, it doesn't have the shear anymore to cover up rosh of rubo. So he brings down the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov, the kivon sha'omed lispashit, since if you unrolled it, unraveled it, it would be certainly of the right shear. Av shalonish bashit, even though right now it's not unraveled, hare yesh bo shear, it has the shear and it's kosher. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes. He says, "A talis katan sheyesh bo kedei lechasas rosh v'rubo." The tzitzis are big enough. The talis katan is big enough that it would fit the shear. However, by various tightening of it, ayideh hatzvira ein bo kashir, by tightening it, it loses its shear. Then it's potter from tzitzis. And he says, "Ken kosa beleket hakemach." In Dirshu footnote 10, he brings down, what about a talis that shrank in the wash, the nifches shiura, and now it's smaller than the size. So he brings down the shelos of Tshuvas Or Letzion in the name of the Beis Yaakov, shirak she'omedes lachzor lispashet nechshav sheish bo adayin shir. If you have a folded over talis, so then you unfold it and all of a sudden you have the right shear, not a problem. However, if it shrank in the wash, so it's never going to return back to its normal size or its original size that was the right shear. Shekishnit kavtsa v'lo sachzor lishiru hakodem ein l'hachshivo l'fi midoso shebetchila. Then we don't view it as its original size. We only view it as its size right now. L'chein, therefore, and this is a very practical suggestion brought down by many poskim, l'chatchilo yesh lasos b'shir kazeh shagam achar hakivutz yishor bo shir talis. Make the talis originally a little bit bigger because things tend to shrink a little bit, they tend to pull a little bit, and therefore you want to make sure that you don't have exactly b'tzimtzum, the right shir from the start. Wearing a talis katan is a tremendously important mitzvah, as we've now discussed for a number of days, if not weeks, and we want to make sure that we do it right. So the difference between a slightly smaller garment and the right size garment may mean the difference between a bracha levatala, and may also mean the difference between wearing and being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis all day, which, as we've already pointed out, is a tremendous segula to protect us from idna derischa, from times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at the Jewish people. This concludes today's shir and Siman Tes Zayin.